Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. One thing I can report to you here on the Dom Show, maybe the worldwide media is a little bit different than the American sycophants who follow the president around, because there was a pretty rough start, a physical altercation. Members of the media and security officials got into an altercation right at the outset, including a photographer. Reporters from many countries rushed to get into the building and shout questions at Biden and Putin. Only a fraction of the media was allowed into the room with the two leaders. The situation went wild as more reporters tried to get inside. Ended up being a physical confrontation of sorts between the media, security, and Swiss officials, including one photographer who refused to move. Russian security was pulling back the rope to get them out. Lots of shoving and grabbing, said Peter Ducey. It was extremely aggressive. The Russian security pulled on our clothes and shoved us as we tried to stay in the room. I've heard from somebody who works at the White House say they were ordered, lined up about 10 minutes beforehand to get in, and that as things kind of started to deteriorate, the Swiss, who are the host, and Russia were trying to get people organized, trying to keep people in line, and it did not work. Yeah, well, what surprise here? Do we need to see more about what the Russians are all about? Dan, you can follow that on Mediaite, and there's some sound of it. Maybe we can pull that.
I feel like there's an angle here, too, between, right, you have a bunch of reporters trying to push their way into a door.
Yes.
And meanwhile, we're still here talking about masks and vaccines. And
right, yes.
You know, to cover the elite, it's no problem that guys are stumbling over one another to get inside a room. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's an angle, too. And it's a Russian angle. Then it's the media sycophants here and how they'll play this. Maybe, Dan, because of this, they won't be pushed around by the Biden people as much now. You know, they push, scram, you know, it's a Fredo, the Fredo. Hey, scram, get out of here, honey. Get up off that, honey. Get out. Take a scram, you know, Godfather 2. All right, Jeff Bordos is with us here, candidate for the Senate in Pennsylvania. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Dom, good morning to you on this beautiful, beautiful day in southeastern PA. I said to someone this morning, it's so beautiful, you almost forget that Tom Wolf is governor. Not quite. But,
yes.
But thank you so much for having me on.
Well, Jeff, you told Dan, or at least your folks did, the ATV thing is on your radar screen. How so if you're running for the Senate?
Well, look, obviously it's not an issue that I'm dealing with every day in my campaign for the United States Senate. Those are international issues, obviously domestic policy issues, taxes, opportunity, lots and lots of issues to talk about. But as someone who's lived in the southeastern part of the state for 24 years and who unapologetically loves Philadelphia, loves the city, loves the culture, loves the people, loves the food, loves the grit, loves the attitude, we love this area. We've raised our girls here. I'm reading the paper the other day with my 20-year-old who's home from college, and we're talking about this article on the front page of the local section, and that the district attorney is going to, quote unquote, use his imagination to deal with, you know, hundreds of ATVs and four-wheelers illegally on our streets. And my 20-year-old looks at me and says, what does imagination mean? Now, if my 20-year-old college student has the common sense to say, what the heck is this district attorney talking about? Then Dom, we've gone, you know, we're in the Alice in Wonderland. We're through the looking glass. You know, it's Alice in Wonderland meets Orwell when our elected officials, whose number one job is to keep us safe and to allow small businesses and citizens to go about their lives. What the hell are we doing? I mean, what are we doing? And how is this allowed to happen in the fifth largest city in the United States?
Right. And I think it's a great question for some of your opponents, at least we know of on the Democrat side, and Malcolm Kenyatta. And we also know, Jeff, Valerie Arcush, who I think Valerie Arcush would fit in beautifully with Philadelphia City Council and the Philadelphia mentality. What is it? I don't know if we talked the last time about Arcush particularly. Madeline Dean has dropped out. Chrissy Houlihan is not getting in, so she would be the number one contender in the suburbs here where a lot of voters are. What the heck is going on out there in Montgomery County where you've lived and know probably better than I that someone like this who crawls with the very things that people seemingly common sense object to has a cult following of sorts?
Yeah, and I think you asked a great question. So let's take the word common sense. And when you look it up, the antonym, the opposite of common sense in the dictionary are things like idiocy and stupidity. And so I think really, I didn't expect our campaign to get down to this, like, this simple level of common sense versus stupid. Larry Krasner went to Stanford. There's no article I've read in the last 4 years that doesn't mention that in the first two paragraphs. As you said, there's a fawning press that falls all over these elites and their education. But you went to Stanford and you can't look at a situation and uphold the law in the face of what is affecting. I mean, it is unsafe for anybody to be out on the street or on the sidewalk at this point. The small businesses that I've spent the last 15 months trying to help and save and rescue across the Commonwealth, including over 400 just in Philadelphia, they don't want this. And so right now we look at this and say our campaign is quite literally about common sense. And then the other side, total silence. So either you're with common sense or you are for stupidity. And I mean, I didn't imagine that this is what we'd be talking about, but our campaign is quickly becoming a campaign to stop stupidity.
And, well, look, I would agree. It's run amok. And Jeff, you're going across the state. I'm sure people are always concerned about the economy, the devastation of small business and all that. But critical race theory is just at every level right now, and people do care about this. That's why DeSantis is getting such traction and others. And I think in this Senate race, it comes down to, I think on the other side, if you are the nominee, you will face people that support it. That would be a heck of a debate. And when the average person hears that, it does not make sense to them.
I agree with you. I traveled the state, as you mentioned. We visited 53 counties just in the last 9 weeks. I'll certainly be to all 67 before the end of July. I visited all 67 in my last campaign for lieutenant governor. And you're absolutely right. When people ask me all the time, well, how are you going to win back the suburbs? The two issues that I talk about everywhere I go are indoctrination in schools and public safety. Parents, I mean, Barry Weiss has been writing beautifully about this at the national level. Parents are meeting clandestinely. Dom, this is the United States of America. Parents are meeting clandestinely in all of the suburbs and major cities in the United States to figure out how do we stop the indoctrination of our children. Those voters are going to come home to a candidate like me in a general election in the fall of 2022. And then you get to public safety, which ties right into this. Larry Krasner is asleep at the switch, or worse, he constantly puts the criminals above the victims and their families. And so when we look at that, when more importantly, when voters look at it, we're going to set up an election where it's, again, common sense. Do you want public safety and no indoctrination? Because every candidate running on the Democratic side, at the national level wants to do away with the filibuster, which means they're for the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. It means they're for crazy taxes. It means they're for a total capitulation to China. It means that they're for D.C. statehood. They're for Puerto Rican statehood. They're for H.R. 1, which would federalize elections. So the Democrats are all on record supporting an end to the filibuster. They're on record supporting these crazy far-left policies. But at the local level, the issues that parents care about, where are the Democrats to speak up and say indoctrination is wrong? It's unacceptable. We want to teach children how to think, not what to think.
Exactly right.
We want to protect public safety. Ron DeSantis, as we talked about last time, Ron DeSantis is doing it right at every level. And Republicans running, I can tell you this Republican, I'm following what Governor DeSantis is doing very closely, and we talk about the issues that he talks about very often.
That is a good game plan. Where do we find all things Bartos?
JeffBartos.com, JeffBartos.com. Good website. Sign up. We don't send too many emails out, but the campaign grows every week, Dom, and there are a lot of people who are looking at our message and coming home to common sense. It's really just common sense.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.